Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Good morning, everybody. Here we are again at Coffee at the Carlton, and this is your host, Marie Roth, and we are live on the air. And actually, I don't have the phone number. It's on that thing right there. Somebody could bring it over to me. We have a live audience here at the Coffee at the Carlton. Everybody say good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, and we can, you know, this is kind of a fun new thing for us, so we're winging through it, and you can actually call in to this show at 323-580-5755, and we're internet radio, blog talk radio, LinkedIn, local network, and there's Sarah Magellay. Yay, we got people walking in. So we got a fun lineup today of some really good guests, interesting stuff. And let me see, I wrote down a little bit about myself that I should introduce. We are here entering our third year at what is known as Coffee at the Carlton. And of course, we are now live on Blog Talk Radio, linked local network, Coffee with Marie, and we're every Wednesday at 10 a.m. You can join us live in the studio audience and actually be on the show, or you can call in, or you can just listen. So this actually broadcasts throughout the nation, and not a lot of people know where Atascadero, California is. And so we are literally what I call the heart of the Central Coast, and Atascadero, California is smack dab right in the middle of San Luis Obispo County, which is right smack dab in the middle of California. And what I do here locally is connecting people, business professionals, consumers, and I kind of got my fingers into a lot of different things. And I am still the president of the SLO County Cannabis Business Association, and I'm also an associate with WealthWave, where we teach people how money works. So,
nice.
Yeah, I got a lot going on here. So, but then so does everybody else. So I want everyone out there to know who the people are that are here that are doing business. And the first person that I have up today is a very, very special individual, especially to Atascadero. Yes. Chris Dillo is with us, and she actually started Fig Good Food. How long ago was that, Chris?
2009.
Right in the wonderful time of our economy. That's the best time to start a restaurant, right?
I actually thought it was.
And it was. It wasn't a bad idea.
You didn't have anything to lose at that point. So.
And everybody was really hungry.
Restaurants are very tricky, as a lot of you know. Atascadero was, too, at that time, but you know what, the Carlton really I saw as the anchor, and I was so excited to be even close to the Carlton.
And you did have the award for literally the smallest restaurant in town.
Yes.
How many square feet was that?
700 square feet, 400 of which would be the kitchen. The rest would be...
Yeah, so there was room for about six in the restaurant, but it was awesome.
Something like that.
Super cozy.
We have since...
Yeah, you've moved, and now you have new stuff going on.
We're just, a few miles north in Templeton, and my reason for doing that wasn't really to grow the restaurant. Square footage wise, but to grow
because you didn't really.
No.
Well, the kitchen size anyway.
Exactly. But to grow it, if I could just say it spiritually,
because
our mission is unbelievable. And a lot of you have been there. And Templeton's a wonderful little community too, very close to Atascadero. So I feel like, and I live in Atascadero, so I feel like it's still, the anchor for me.
Right.
But
so now it's called Fig.
It's
at
Fig
Courtney.
At Courtney Town. We, had the honor of being affiliate of United Cerebral Palsy for quite a few years. I've been in Templeton a year and a half. So I joined basically Carrie Sanders' nonprofit called Courtney's House. The mission there is to train young adults with developmental disabilities how to work in a restaurant environment. That was her vision,
mm-hmm.
and it just happened to click with where my heart was at the time I met her. You know, I'm in my 50s, and restauranting has been my whole career since mm-hmm. I was 20. So.
Well, and it's nice to put this really special purpose behind it.
Yeah.
And it is super special. I love going to Courtney's house, Big at Courtney's, and got some amazing individuals there learning some good skills. I heard you on the other radio, KCRL, the other day.
And
which,
I heard you on there yesterday.
We got a lot of people flying around on the air up here. So what are some of the, you know, skills that you would teach the students there, and how does that program work?
Well, we have job descriptions like any other restaurant.
So would they actually be students, or are they employees? Or?
Well, we actually, right now, we have both.
Okay.
So we have what's called three tracks. The first track is an enrichment program where the younger, I say kids, but they might be in their 20s, but they're still in high school, and they come over after high school, and they do an enrichment. So we have art and music. Arts for Living is one of the groups that come over, Rich and Laura. And we do outings when we can. But then there's a second track that is a what we call their participants, where they are learning a job.
Okay.
And then we have a third track, which is some of the people who have moved into the higher level skills. And they actually have gone through Tri-County's Regional Center, stated their goal that they want to do when they work with us. And then they get paid minimum wage through the county, through Tri-County. It's probably state money, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically pay a stipend to our participants, mm-hmm. but then the Tri-County pays the wage to the interns.
Mother and me.
So then we also have our staff, of course.
Yes, the amazing staff.
Yeah. So they're basically the job coaches. They're doing the training. And it's on, you know, it's hands on.
Yeah.
They're learning while all of you are eating in the restaurant with us. So I was just saying to a couple guys over there, you know, it's amazing that our donors to the, you know, our fundraising efforts and our donors can be part of what they're donating.
Right.
That's a really unique situation to see where you're donating. You know, your money.
The fruit of the labor. So let's get to the good stuff and talk about the food.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could tell me, too.
A few people
in the room could tell me.
Yeah. No, one of my favorites is it the harissa and egg?
Yeah, the harissa.
Harissa hash. Harissa hash. Who knows what harissa is? Raise your hand. Yeah, I didn't either. But
okay.
It's a pepper.
Well, harissa is a Moroccan sauce, basically. North African.
Okay. It's super
and
spicy, that's all I know.
Super spicy, but, you know, it cools a little as it goes.
Flavor. It's amazing.
So we try to do global flavors, and I'm very influenced by, a long time ago I worked at Big Sky Cafe in San Luis, so I was really influenced by this global Robbins kind of flavors, you know.
And
that's what we're trying to do, and I think it's a lot more than Carrie expected when she was looking for a restaurateur. Her vision was just a coffee house, and we've really taken it a whole different direction.
Well, I think everybody is very thankful to have you there. Now, we have a couple minutes left during our interview here, so how would people find you? Where is the restaurant located, and website address?
Well, the easiest thing to do is look us up at biggoodfood.com. And our menu pops up at you, so that's like gonna get you first.
We are
on Facebook. We're trying to merge the whole concept right now. So Courtney's House and Fig are one nonprofit right now.
Okay.
That is very recent. That happened this month.
Very good.
So January 1st, really, we're looking at being able to just fly with our fundraising event.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And
getting people in the doors. You know, the other part of it.
So what are the hours then?
We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And, of course, that 9 a.m. to 11, we'd love to see more people in there having breakfast. It's a quiet time for us. Lunch can get a little crazy, so you're welcome to call for reservations. 434-3895.
805, area code.
Thank you. That's right. I have to say that.
I know. We're out beyond the local sphere right now.
Yeah. And then 311 6th Street across from, I say the famous Ronald's Market in the area, but I know it's not like they're really up and coming too.
Oh, yeah. We got a good one coming on Wednesday, but you guys have a great Saturday Farmer's Market.
Yeah.
In that beautiful park. So what is what's the next event that you guys have planned that we can tell them about in the last minute that we have?
I'm hoping for a pop-up dinner for Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
We'll have you back so we can talk a little bit more about that event specifically. Wonderful.
Thanks,
thank you so much for being here. I'm glad that you got to join us today. I don't often get to see Chris unless I go see her at the restaurant, which actually I'm really surprised that you're here today.
Yeah. Me too.
Wonderful. Okay. So if you want to call in, the number is 323-580-5755. And we have some new guests today. So Mickey Nash is, hi Michelle. Michelle's listening out there. We have a listener. Mickey Nash is new to our group today, so we want to welcome him. Hello, Mickey. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, so tell us what it is that you do here in Atascadero.
Well,
actually, you're not in Atascadero.
I'm not in Atascadero. I am out of the Santa Maria Valley.
Okay, which is about an hour south.
Which is about an hour south, yeah, as long as there's no traffic going to Pismo.
Yeah,
that can always be fun.
Don't do that in the afternoon. That's all we know. Fred has he's got a view of the freeway. We can always call him if we need to get a traffic report.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, we help people with retirement planning, with their insurance needs, and we have two partners that are both certified financial planners. So any client that comes through the door, all of their stuff goes through the certified financial planners to see if what more we can do for them.
And there's a lot more of it that can be done these days, I hear.
Absolutely. There's definitely more that can be done, and there's some interesting changes going on.
There is.
There's just some bills that were passed last night that will change the spectrum of everything. So it's going to be a very interesting 2008.
Let's not go back to 2008. Let's just learn from that year. So we can take what we learned and then kind of get back into the investment game.
Absolutely.
With some confidence. And what is the name of the business that you represent?
The business is Visionary Insurance and Financial Services.
And how would folks get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to get in touch with me, call me at 805-680-5680.
Excellent. And financial planners don't do a lot on the internet so much. Or
actually, very interesting. So we are making a big shift on social media.
Okay.
I'm biggest on LinkedIn.
Okay, excellent.
So that's that is the biggest social media platform I use. That's the best way to reach other business professionals.
Yes, it is. I do absolutely appreciate that. And they can find you at Mickey Nash, N-A-S-H.
Yes.
And Vision.
Visionary Insurance.
Visionary Insurance. Excellent. Yep. Well, thank you for joining us. I hope that we get to see you again.
Thank you.
And always, you're welcome to come back and even schedule a little bit longer interview if there's some interesting stuff that you think folks out there need to know.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Wonderful. You bet. Thanks for being here. All right. So our next visitor that we have is Ray Garcia. And so we've got some folks that are visiting us for a little bit outside the area. I had a little bit of time to chat with Ray, and he represents the San Joaquin Valley. What do you do up there, Ray? Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. My name is Ray Garcia, and I work in sales and marketing, and I represent growers in the San Joaquin Valley on table grapes.
Table grapes. Those are my favorite little snacks.
Yes, table grapes. We put a lot of effort into our grapes, and we want to do a good job, and we market our grapes and sell our grapes here at all the grocery stores,
mm-hmm.
and we send them overseas as well. So big markets for us are China and Southeast Asia.
Interesting. Wow. So tell me just a little bit about how, what you can expect in one of your days.
Well,
I'm curious. This is only satisfying my curiosity right now.
Great. Well, I'll go out to our fields and we'll go talk with our crews, and it's so interesting getting to see their lives and how much love and effort they put into packing these grapes. It's a lot of effort, and sometimes when you see the grapes in the stores, it's really a lot to think about how the process of making something out of nothing to get those grapes to the store. And so you putting this together, this little networking group is great. I'm grateful for this.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to have you. And yeah, so grapes do not grow on store shelves. I need everyone to realize that. Well, thank you, Ray, and I hope that you can come back and explain a little bit more about, you know, as the seasons progress, you know, what's happening in the field. So you guys, I'm assuming you're doing some pruning right now.
Yeah, we're finishing up, and you can still get all the grapes in the stores now, They're pretty tasty.
They are. Like I said, one of my favorite snacks. Well, thank you so very much for being here. It's a pleasure to meet you. I hope we get to see you, you know, each week as we move forward, and we'll get to know a little bit more about that.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being here. Okay, so now I have a special guest. Wait, she disappeared. Where'd she go?
Sarah.
Okay, well, we'll put her at the next little interview that we have going on. But we do have Charles Matthews is here, and he is new here on the block, new to Traffic Way. So Traffic Way is one of our little thoroughfares. I know he just took over David LaRue's office. Chris would have been one of your neighbors, but now you have the Greek restaurant as your neighbor, which isn't such a bad thing, right? I think that was a nice replacement.
Yes, but Lois has been a nice addition to the neighborhood. DOA Sherry, she really enjoyed their food.
Oh, I have yet to be there, but I just want to remind everybody who's listening that you can call into the show 323-580-5755. And so Charles Matthews, did I call you Chris Matthews?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Charles Matthews, nice to have you. So there is, and as we just heard previously in the financial realm, there's some interesting things happening. Is there anything you think that we ought to know?
Well, I want to take the opportunity, since I'm new to the area, you know, before we talk about anything
specific,
retirement-wise, things like that, just to introduce our firm a little bit, a little bit about us and our background, as I think it's very important that folks know, you know, who they're working with or what type of organization they're working with. So, I want to tell you that, you know, Edward Jones, we are a Fortune 500 company. We provide financial services to individual investors throughout the United States and Canada, our affiliates there. And every aspect of our firm is really centered around providing an ideal client experience, okay? You know, everything from the types of investments we offer, as well as the location of our branches, and how we've actually modeled our branches with one financial advisor and one branch office administrator being in each branch, you know, 15,000 locations.
15,000?
Yes.
In throughout the nation?
Throughout the nation,
okay,
yeah.
Not just California.
Not just California, no.
All right.
So, you know, what we really want to do is establish a personal relationship with each of our investors and really get to know them, get to understand what's important to them before we proceed on, you know, making any sort of recommendations.
Of course. Well, and it seems that with financial planning, you would need to know kind of the lifestyle and the expectations that individuals would have for their future.
Very much so. You know, what their goals are financially. What is retirement going to look like for somebody, you know, education-wise or things like that, as well as, you know, what their comfort is with risk. It's going to be an extremely critical part of their financial foundation.
Right. As a matter of fact, I just had a conversation with my mother-in-law who had a talk with her financial advisor, and her words to him are, handle my money like you're handling your mother's money. Very conservatively in her aspect. So wonderful. So what are some of the trends that you're seeing for 2018?
Oh boy, well, I think right now it's going to be a little difficult to nail that down, because as the gentleman before had mentioned, you know, we have a number of things going on this morning, I think.
The tax
bill is being signed and put into place as we speak now. So that's going to be a very interesting 2018 to see how that's going to impact, you know, clients going forward and their positions. We'll be, you know, I know Jones will be coming out with a position on that at the end of this week or so, is what we're projecting.
It seems that the economy is ready for this type of thing, and they seem to be responding. The market, I guess, is responding well. And the opportunity for investments and for the employees to, you know, partake of a retirement plan, it's like there might be a little more momentum for this year for that, possibly. I'm hoping. I'm the eternal optimist.
Yeah, I mean, I think I see where you're going. You know, I think for me, you know, it's not one of those scenarios where most people would argue that they don't want to retire. You know, it's really just a situation of, well, finding somebody that you're comfortable working with, you know, finding an organization that you feel, you know, has your best interest in mind. and taking the time, because really that's what it's about, is taking the time to get started. You know, all I can say is, you know, I think everyone would chime in from those financial perspectives, is, you know, the sooner you begin, the better it will probably be.
Right. And you've got to stick with it.
Yeah.
So what would be an ideal client for you, an ideal referral?
An ideal client would be somebody who's serious about investing, you know, who will be open to and receptive to taking recommendations and advice. You know, we really enjoy folks that like to work with us. They come into the office and we meet on at least a regular basis to review their portfolio and you know, assess progress towards goals. That's really kind of what I like. You know, because that makes the job fun for me,
right.
And I know that I'm making a positive impact, you know, in my client's life.
Well, that's nice. Excellent. And how long have you been in the area? And not too long.
No, we did relocate from Georgia last September 1st, 2016. So we've been in the area, and I come over for the grade from SLO every morning. But I assumed responsibility for this office here on Traffic Way as of February 1st. So we're coming up on our first year, and it's been a really amazing year. I love this community. Really great folks, really great clients. And, you know, we've had so many things we've been able to participate in that the Carlton and, you know, the Chamber of Commerce sponsored.
The Art and Wine Tour. I know what you're referring to.
The Winter Wonderland. We're looking forward to the February stroll and just, various events.
It's a busy little town down here, isn't it? You don't really have to leave your office. You just keep the door open and people walk by
and
reel them in.
That's true. That's what we're trying to do, you know, so we can provide those services.
Well, wonderful. Well, we're glad to have you here, Charles, and thank you very much. And we'll move on to our next guest. But now, if folks want to call you and get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can, whatever they prefer. Our telephone number is 805-460-0443. Or they could send us an email, charles.matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S, at edwardjones.com.
Excellent.
Thank you, Marie.
You are very, very welcome. We'll hope to see you again next week with some, you know, as we follow how the reaction is going to be to some of these changes. Let's gossip about it, shall we?
let's
have coffee over that.
Thank
wonderful.
You so much.
You bet. Thanks for being here. Okay, now we're going to be putting Miss Sarah Magellay on the spot. And again, if you want to call in, we've got 323-580-5755. So, Ms. Sarah Magellay, I've known Sarah for quite a while, and to give you folks out there kind of a visualization of how our Central Coast lays out. So we, I mentioned earlier, are the heart of the Central Coast here in the Atascadero. It used to be Templeton when I worked for the Templeton. But Templeton is about 5 minutes up the road north of us, and it's an unincorporated town, but it's a very large unincorporated community with about, are you still at about 7,000?
Just over 7,000 is what the latest census, so it's probably more than that.
Excellent. And now Sarah is also the executive director of the Templeton Chamber of Commerce. And as I knew you were going to be here today, and I was thinking the best way to describe Templeton Chamber is tiny but mighty.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're a staff of one, even though we have two employees, because we're both technically part-time. It's rare that I put in a 20-hour week, but it's the labor of love, and I really enjoy kind of doing a similar activity to what you're doing here in a little bit of a broader sense.
A little more organized sense?
I don't know. I'm pretty organized. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you.
Welcome. So basically, we see ourselves as a convener of business people so that they can more easily get things done. We have the ability at the chamber to connect people, and that's really what excites me, is that I can be a connector. I don't have all the answers. I am not perfect, you know, but if someone comes to me and says, here's my issue, here's my problem, here's my challenge, I can almost bet I will know somebody in the community that can maybe help solve that or you know, have a missing piece to what they're looking for. And I can connect them, I can convene them, the three of us can go to coffee, and I can kind of be that in-between person to connect people. And that's a really great feeling.
Because
what you see out of that is more efficient business practices. You see businesses thriving. And what's exciting to me, because I'm a resident of Templeton, I have kids in the school district, I see how when a My community small businesses are thriving.
Mm-hmm.
It floats all boats. The nonprofits are better supported. The soccer teams have sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
There's volunteers in the school because there's business owners who have great managers and they have a little bit of time to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gets better when your business community is healthy and strong.
It's very true. And that is another way to describe Templeton is it really buzzes
mm-hmm.
with business activity. And I have to say you've been an inspiration to me as far as that connectivity. And I'd say that I've gleaned quite a bit from you and from other leaders from the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, that's kind of where I learned how to connect and the importance of connecting people and businesses, which is another reason why we started this.
Mm-hmm.
You can do business virtually, but you've got to have a human element to it. And having coffee with someone, really getting to know them as a human being makes it really difficult to say anything negative about them anywhere.
Absolutely. And Chambers of Commerce all over the county, I know
mm-hmm.
ours being one of them, but I work a lot with my counterparts in other towns.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing quite a bit of networking opportunities, that face-to-face connection. And that's a very important part of what we do. But I think it's important also to realize that the chambers are giving businesses a lot of opportunities if they take advantage of them,
right.
So they don't necessarily have to show up. There's some advertising opportunities that we offer that are affordable and that really target the local, area and target the local business owners or the residents in Templeton. So the website has huge traffic. It's
mm-hmm.
been around for a while, so it's got some good SEO going on. And basically, if you Google Dentist Templeton, I can almost guarantee that my site is going to be what you're going to see first.
Right. We don't need to really have the... what were those? Phone books?
Yeah, no, not really.
You just type in what you need anymore in the search engine.
But what's interesting is that we're actually a designated San Francisco County Visitor Center, our office on Main Street,
mm-hmm.
and we have quite a bit of paper material in there, including phone books, paper maps, lots of different tourist information, and we get probably two or three times a week. In fact, just yesterday I had a gentleman come in. He needed a map, a street map of San Luis Obispo City. And we have it.
Wow.
And it was because he was going to a new doctor. He was an older gentleman, probably in his 70s or 80s.
Okay.
And that's what he needed. And he needed it on paper, and he came down to my office and physically took it out of there, and he was so thankful.
Aww.
And we actually showed him where it was on the map and circled it. So even situations like that, it feels really good to have that resource for people because, it's interesting. If you're a certain generation, you just assume that everybody's digital and there's no need for those types of things.
Right.
We also provide a service for a portion of our community that is looking for those paper maps and
books. Yeah, no, and you can always get help when you walk into a chamber of
mm-hmm.
commerce.
We make lots of good recommendations, obviously, to our members.
And
we enjoy being a community hub in a town that isn't incorporated. We don't have a city hall. We don't have a mayor. We do have quite a few services, but between our office, the community services district, and the recreation department, we're kind of this trifecta of
mm-hmm.
information and cooperation.
Right.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about some of the events that you guys have coming up.
Yeah. So we a little bit of a quiet time now with the holidays.
Uh-huh.
We go a little bit dormant this time of the year because some of our other communities put on such wonderful holiday events, and we don't want to compete with those.
Right. No, save that for the springtime and the
yeah,
wine and the beer.
Yeah, festival. Yeah, exactly. So our first event of 2018 is on February 24th, and that is our community Impact Awards dinner.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second year that we've themed it in that way, and that is where the chamber puts on a community dinner at the American Legion Hall. And we will give out awards for Citizen of the Year, Business of the Year, Public Safety Person of the Year, Student Citizen of the Year, which is always a really fun one because it's usually a middle school or an elementary school student who's really giving back to their community.
Mm-hmm.
And Business Beautification, someone in Templeton who's really made an effort to improve the facade or the look of their business.
Oh, and that's going to be a tough one this year because there was a lot of improvements
on
Main Street.
Yeah, a lot of people are really kind of fixing things up and there's, of course, new buildings on Main Street.
Oh, I know.
So we are still taking applications. They're on our website and they're in our office. If you want to nominate someone, mm-hmm. we would encourage anyone to nominate a deserving business or citizen. We'll take applications till mid-January, and then the event will be on February 24th. We're doing a paella dinner theme, and there'll be a silent and a live auction. And
who's doing the dinner?
Divine Street Catering.
All right.
Chef Gary, and he makes an amazing paella. And we're doing a dessert auction. So I have a bunch of volunteers and board members making their most wonderful dessert. And again, we are open to donations from the community. If there's something that's a signature dessert, you can donate to us, and we're going to auction them off right there at the dinner.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea.
People who get the winning bid can either break into their dessert right there at their table, or they can be selfish and take it home with them. We'll see
so
how that goes.
Is Ian going to be participating in this dessert?
I believe so. Ian McPhee usually is really good about donating a dinner.
Whenever I think of him, I think of Carmel.
Well, and it's actually, that's all June. It's why, but do I have her name right?
Yeah.
She's the dessert woman.
Uh-huh.
And if you haven't had their flourless chocolate torte with the caramel sauce on it,
that's what it is.
You have not lived.
Caramel in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so what are some of the other events that people can expect that the chamber would be supporting throughout the year? There's no shortage.
No, once we get into the spring, then it just rolls. We do our business expo in the first week of April, and traditionally we have done that at Courtney's House at the restaurant at Fig.
I was there last year.
To repeat that again this year, it's a really fun trade show with lots of our members there, lots of free stuff, food, and wine, and a lot of people from the community come out and wander through and check out the businesses. That'll be in the first week of April.
It's beautiful there.
Saturday of May is the seventh annual Templeton Wine Festival.
Yeah.
I think this is our seventh year putting on a really great wine festival in the park. Usually have about 40 local wineries, a few breweries, usually a cider house, and lots of food and live music. And this year it's on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
And we booked Ricky Montijo and the Mojito.
Oh, no.
I really wanted to get a mariachi band, but my committee shot me down on that one. I wanted to go all out.
I see so much fun happening.
Cinco de Mayo. But Ricky Montijo will put on a great show. He's really fun live, and it'll be some really great wine tasting. So that's on May 5th.
All right.
And then we have 4th of July in Templeton, which is always a blast with the parade and the big celebration in the park afterwards, which the chamber puts on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our Oktoberfest the last Saturday in September.
And then you also do the Templeton Founders Day.
Yes, that's the last,
all the way
last Saturday in October.
Okay.
And that's kind of our historical celebration, similar to Tascadero does Colony Days and Patch Mobile does Pioneer Day. And Founders Day is the last Saturday in October, and that celebrates Templeton's historical and agricultural roots.
And the reason that's significant is because Templeton was founded in
1896. Is that what you're asking me?
I thought it was 1886.
It put me on the spot.
I know. I thought you would know.
Well, we're within 10 years.
Yeah. It's either 1886 or 86.
Because your building is probably
1893.
Right.
Oh, I should add, yeah. So Courtney's house where Chris is
that
working.
That was the pastor's home for the Presbyterian Church, which was one of the original buildings on Main Street.
So you can get a blast from the past when you go into Templeton. It's literally like the town that time forgot a little bit, except for those new buildings.
Yeah.
That look like old buildings.
Yeah. But I think our downtown is absolutely quaint, and yet it feels authentic as well. You know, we have our working feed mill. It looks like a historic building that you want to take a picture in front of, but it actually is a working facility.
It is.
And
it won't fall down, even though it might look like it's leaning to one side.
Yeah, I really am proud of our town. I'm proud of what the chamber has accomplished over the last few years and the way that we have been able to support events that improve the quality of life in our town and bring people into our town that might not otherwise roll down Main Street or come to the park. And whereas some of the local businesses might not see the benefit of that on that festival day,
right,
because people are focused on coming to the street fair or coming to the festival, I truly believe that they will come back later. They will see the restaurants that we have, they'll see the stores that we have and the services, and they may come back to spend their money the next Saturday. They may move to our town and contribute economically that way. But I truly believe that happens. It's hard to measure, but I know it happens.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it in the traffic jam. Mm-hmm. About 3 p.m. when school lets out. But it's a thriving town. I mean, you know, and that's just what's really neat about it. And I love it.
Yeah.
Well, you have done such a great job with the chamber, and I'd like to be proud to say that I was on the chamber board when we decided to hire Sarah, and you've done an amazing job ever since then. So thanks for being here today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I want you to come back anytime there's interesting things or even not interesting things that you would like to talk about.
Really boring things?
Well, you know, speaking
like
of
traffic,
there you guys do have a little bit of a roundabout issue happening, and we have initiatives to talk about for 2018, which I know that you'll have some good insights on a few of those.
Yeah.
I know. Fred, my producer, is shaking his head, but
no,
we're going to get political. We're going to get political, Fred.
No, I have issue with boring. Everybody loves to listen to boring radio, don't they? That no one ever.
We're going to do policy.
Oh, no.
Chicago style.
I can make roundabouts really interesting. I'm serious.
No, we'll throw in some gossip and some small town politics, and then we'll make an event out of it.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And at Coffee at the Carlton with Marie, and that was Sarah Magellay with the Templeton Chamber of Commerce. And you can also reach the Templeton Chamber of Commerce if you would like some information. At what number?
You can call us at 805-434-1789 or reach out through our website, which is templetonchamber.com.
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right.
So we've got about 10 minutes left, and we have another very special guest, which this whole room is filled with special people. Colette, you have to remind me of what your last name is because it's been so long since I saw you, but she has flown in from Hawaii to be with us today. Not just today, you've been here vacationing, but Colette started with us at Coffee at the Carlton, about
2 years ago when I was doing radio advertising for American General Media.
Right, and then one day she came and said, I'm going to Hawaii, and she left, and she went, and she did it. And I'm like, literally, I'm so jealous every time I see your Facebook post. You are living the dream, girl.
Actually, what I've enjoyed about hearing everybody talking today that I think is a common thread with anybody involved in networking groups like
mm-hmm.
this is we're all passionate about what we do. And it was cute. I was telling one of the little teenage boys that I work with at the surf shop I work at, I said, yeah, I've kind of been asked to be a speaker at this old networking group I've been to. And he's like, what do they want to know about you? I said, I don't know. I just kind of, you know, I've talked about moving to Hawaii for 20 years, and I just kind of up and did it. I think they're curious. I said, I'm going to talk about being passionate about following your dreams. He goes, oh, so you're going to be like a motivational speaker. Cool.
So I
wore my Believe and Dream t-shirt today because mm-hmm. I thought about that, you know, I raised 4 kids by myself here on the Central Coast for 18 years.
And you have one of them in the audience today.
Yes, my youngest daughter is here with me, and she's now a business development leader for Lyft up in San Jose. My middle daughter graduate from nursing school in Arizona. My oldest daughter, her and her husband, just bought a house up in Hollister, so we all get to be together for Christmas.
Yay.
And my son's in the Marine Corps, so my kids have been extremely successful, and I'm definitely a proud mama of 4 kids. So.
Yeah.
But I was able to do that by doing traffic control for road construction here on the Central Coast for about 16 years.
What an exciting topic.
And the irony of my story there is that I like to say my last name is Street, and it was a gift from my husband that I got stuck working in the street raising So I also used it to my advantage and had my own company for a handful of years and had street safety service, which may take on a whole different meaning in Hawaii. I had a friend, I said I wanted to mentor young girls in Hawaii, and they said, well, you could probably still use street safety service and helping keep girls off the street.
Oh,
and
so
who knows where my life will evolve at this point. It's definitely been a rocky year. I've had a few months of crying buckets of tears of what the heck did I do to my life? I had this perfect life on the Central Coast, and I threw it up in the air. And
finished it away?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought that was a good thing.
No, nobody felt sorry for me when I cried about how miserable I might be as I'm sitting on the beach in Hawaii. I missed friends, I missed my kids, I'm not making the money I was making here because I chose to work. I had some connections, so I worked last year for a couple of months for the World Surf League, the WSL, for the Triple Crown Surf Contest. Met all the professional surfers. Had no idea they were 30 years younger than me. I got to go after the coaches.
Well, that's why I was like, that's why you didn't get too much sympathy.
So, met Kelly Slater and had fish and beers with him, so that was fun. But, and I also work at the surf shop, which happens to be the oldest surf and dive shop in all the Hawaiian Islands. It's called Surf and Sea. It's on the north shore of Oahu, and it's 52 years old, just like me. So at my interview with them, I said I wanted to be their poster child. I was as old as the store. However, I took my radio advertising mentality with me and proceeded to wear dresses to work and dress up quite a bit and was continually asked if I owned the store and figured out through dealing with Hawaiian culture and Japanese culture and surf culture that I needed to be a little more laid back and a little more relaxed. And now I'm known for wearing all my bright floral yoga pants to work, you know. And
well, it's funny that you would have to have been told to kick back
just
when you came
from the Central Coast,
which is already pretty kicked back.
Exactly. Well, what I like to say is that people think they get Hawaii. You don't get it until you've lived there for a while. And
right.
Even in the first couple of months of living there, I had people tell me, You don't get it. And I would be like, yeah, I do.
I want to get it.
And now, 13 months later, that I really do get it, I realize how much I didn't get it.
Right, okay.
And it's really difficult to explain and put into words because when you go there as a tourist, your guard's down, you're more relaxed, you're on vacation, you see what you want to see, and of course we take with us our life experiences wherever we go. So. But what's interesting is, you know, being aware of the Hawaiian culture, the Japanese culture, the surf culture, there's also, to my knowledge, I had read a study that the highest cultural diversity is in Hawaii,
right.
More so than Los Angeles. There's a great deal of Australians and Brazilians and people from all over the world that live there. And working at the surf shop has given me an opportunity to meet people from all over the world.
Oh, I'm
so
sure.
It's very cool. I knew I would struggle to afford my own horse there. So at the beginning of this year, I looked into all the different places I could work with horses. So I also work at the polo field on Oahu, and I give trail rides to tourists on the beach on expensive polo horses.
I'm feeling really sorry for you. I don't know how we're going to get you out of this.
So, you're welcome to come visit anytime. And definitely the way to go is looking into vacation rentals and Craigslist and, you know, rentals by owner because it can be expensive. And food's definitely a little more expensive, but it's a big deal to communal live. In
right.
my neighborhood, one person has chickens that lay eggs, the other person has a lemon tree, this person grows lettuce and tomatoes, the other guy fishes, and everybody just kind of trades what everybody has a surplus of. And it's very much a communal living, sustainable, you know, family feeling there.
How special. Okay, so well, as we're coming up on our time here, but so folks who are going to be visiting Oahu, how would they find you? What would you give them suggestions? Can you be their little travel guide?
I can. It's always fun to share with people the restaurants, the
events, the activities, the ways to do things inexpensively.
So in the last minute that we have, what's the name of the dunk shop?
The surf and dive shop is called Surf and Sea.
Surf and Sea.
It's in the town of Holly Eva, which is spelled H-A-L-E-I-W-A. There's only 13 letters in the Hawaiian language, so that's why they all sound the same. And it's on the north shore of Oahu.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
The north shore of Oahu. And we're out. Awesome. Thank you.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in